I'll try to speak loud enough. I think that what I am going to say is you're going to start to see some rhyming with some of the memories of some of my half-siblings. My biggest memories of my father were mostly connected to imagination. I can credit him for introducing me to science fiction and speculative fiction, fantasy. He always encouraged everything that I wanted to do, even when he didn't understand it, which is often. He liked to build things, as I'm sure you've heard from the stories so far, and that was true for me as well. I remember the doghouse that he built, and the woodshed on our property, the trees that he planted. And how he would walk around and take care of them. He also encouraged me to give nature a shot, even when I didn't necessarily want to. Maybe I just wanted to stay home and read or play video games like teenagers will do. But he could be persuasive, not through bribery, but just through enthusiasm. And so my backpacking experiences, hiking, all of those things I can largely credit to his encouragement. And he also encouraged, I would say, we had a shared interest in the beautiful things in life, which might not be obvious unless you knew him well, because he wasn't the most organized person in the world, but he had a deep and abiding regard for music, architecture, all of these sorts of things, which I imbibed from him growing up, first in DC and then in California. He was there when I needed him, and he left me alone when I needed to be alone. I think that's probably the thing that I appreciate most about him, was the non-judgmental nature of his regard, and how he was always excited to hear what I was doing, again, even if he didn't really understand it. So, he will be missed.